Mishnayis Baba Metzia, we're up to Paragimel, Mishnah Hei. V'chein Shnei Kelim, and the same halacha applies if two people give two different utensils to a shomer to watch. Now, Echad Yofa Mona, Reuven gave him a utensil that's only worth $100, V'yechad Yof Elevzuz, and Shimon gave the same shomer to watch a kli that's worth $1,000. Now, when the two come to get the Kelim back, Reuven says, listen, the better kli that's worth $1,000 belongs to me, give it back to me. And Shimon also tells the shomer, listen, I gave you the better kli, give it back to me. So what do we do? What is the shomer supposed to do? So noisen es hakkoton liechod mehen. The shomer should give the smaller vessel to one of them. Now the better kli that's worth $1,000 is like supposed to sell it, and $100 worth of it, noisen demei koton lasheni. He should give the value of $100, the money of the smaller kli, to the second one. Like for sure, both of them deserve to get at least the value of $100. Fi hashah, the rest of the money, how much the kli yof is worth more than the kli koton, the rest of the money, the rest of the $900, yehemunach hachiyavi eliyo. The shomer just holds on to it until he finds out for sure to who it belongs to. It's like a mashal, hold on to it until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Amar Rabbi Yosi says no. In Cain, if so, mahifsin haramai. What does the liar have to lose out? Why shouldn't he lie? You're inviting the other person to lie to say the big one belongs to him. And he has nothing to lose, he'll get his smaller one anyway. Ella, rather, Rabbi Yosi says, Hakel yehemunach achiyovi Eliyahu. The shomer is supposed to hold on to both kelim and do not return either one of them, in order that the liar should want to admit he should not go to lie, because of this he loses out. He'll lose out, he won't receive anything. If he admits, at least he'll receive the smaller kli. So that's the knas, Rabbi Yosi says. Mishnah Vov, Hamafkid peiros etzach averoi. If somebody gives fruits to his friend to watch, he makes him a shomer on his fruits. Afilu hein oivdin. Even if these fruits now, if the week or two later start to spoil, start to rot away, still lo yigo behen. The shomer is not supposed to touch it. He's still supposed to hold on to it and just watch it for the owner. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, moichron b'fnei bezdin. No, the shomer should sell it in front of bezdin, like get a good price for it. Mifnei shu kemeshav aveda lebailim, because it's like returning a lost object to the owner. In other words, by you just holding on to these fruits, it's going to get spoiled more and more, and eventually be worth nothing. So you're better off selling it right now, and at least holding on to the money to give the money back to the owner. And the Gemara explains what's the reason of the Tanakama. So machlokes, either because we say, Roi tzodem bekav shaloi, yoyse metisha kaben shechaveroi, a person would rather have his own fruits that he worked on, even though they're spoiled, more than be able to get 9 amounts of somebody else's. Or else we're afraid that maybe the owner made these peiros truma semaisers al makom achar. So therefore we can't sell them now because we're afraid maybe they are truma. Mishnah Zayin. Hamafkid peiros etzach averoi. If somebody gives fruits to his friend to watch for him, he becomes a shomer on the peiros. Hareze yoytzi loichas roinis. When the shomer returns it back to the owner, he has a right to deduct what was missing in between this time. In other words, like we'll soon say, lachitim v'loiris, let's say you're watching a kur full of wheat or a kur full of rice. So then, tishas chatzui kaban lakur. You have a right to deduct 9 halves of a kav. In other words, that's like 4.5 kabin from a kur. And Pashu, we said, because this much the mice eat up, so therefore it's not your fault. So therefore you have a right to deduct. And the Gemara asked the question, like, what's the question here? Whatever you have, just return. The Gemara says, we're talking about where the Shema mixed it up with his own wheat, and he does not know how much of it he used for himself. So therefore, when he has to return the kur back to the owner, he has a right to deduct 4.5 kabin, because that's how much normally gets lost within this time. Now, tisha, what about lasorim v'ladoichin? Let's say you're watching barley, or ladoichin, or milt, then tisha's kabin lakur. Here, more gets eaten up, more gets lost, and there you have a right to deduct 9 kavs out of a kur. La kusman, let's say you're watching spelt, or the zera pishtin, you're watching the seeds of flax, sholos asorim lakur. You have a right to deduct, when the shomer returns it, he has a right to deduct 3 saw out of a kur. Now, hakur lufi amida. All this deduction depends upon how much you have. In other words, for every kur that you're watching, you have a right to deduct this amount. And hakur lufi azman, like once a year, you have a right to deduct this much. So if you're holding on to it for 2 years, you could deduct twice. Omer Reb Yechanan ben Nuri. Reb Yechanan ben Nuri says, "V'chima ichpas lohen liyakaborin." What difference does it make to the mice whether you have a lot or a little? V'aloy oichlin ben har ben mehar ben mikima. Like the mice eat the same amount whether you have two or three kurs or whether you only have one kur. So therefore, rather, Reb Yechanan ben Nuri holds, "Elo einoy moitzi loyches roynes elu lekur echad levad." You only have a right to deduct for the loss of the first kur that you're holding. But if he only gave you two or three kurs, on the second and third you have no right to deduct, because the mice ate up what they want from the first kur. So the second and third is complete, therefore you have to return a complete kur to the owner. And the Pshat from Tanakhama is that it's not only the loss that the mice eat up. The Gemara says, Tam, throughout the year, by moving it around here and there, it also gets lost, or it gets disintegrated, or some parts fall away. So therefore, even though you have a lot of kurim, still you have the right to deduct this much when the shemir returns it back to the owner. Reb Yudu says, "Im hoisa midim meruba." If the owner gave the shemir a lot to watch, a big amount, then ein moitzil chesroinus. Then he does not take away, deduct the chesroinus what's missing. Befnei shemaisiras, because he gains on the deal, it like blows up. And the Gemara says, we're talking about now in a case where he gave it to you in the summer, where then they're nice and small, and you're returning it now in the rainy season. In the rainy season, then we say they blow up a little bit. So therefore, to fill up the barrel, you don't have to put that many in to fill up the barrel. So therefore, you're gaining on the deal anyway. So therefore, you have no right to deduct for the chesroinus, for what was lost, because how much was lost, you're gaining now the fact you're returning it when the wheat, let's say, blew up a little bit. So therefore, you fill up the barrel with less wheat than you really received. Therefore, you have no right to deduct for the chesroinus. Mishneches. Yoitzi loy shtus layayin. If a shomer is watching wine, he has a right to deduct 1/6 of the barrel of wine. That's how much gets lost throughout the year. Reb Yudah says, Chaimish, you have a right to deduct 1/5. And the Gemara says, it's no machlekes, but the reason why he deducts so much is because a lot of this wine gets dissolved in the barrel. So Gemara says, one place they had barrels that dissolve much more, and the other place they smear it in with tar that doesn't dissolve so much. So that's the machlekes, whether really it's not a machlekes, it depends what type of barrels you have, how much of the wine really gets dissolved inside the barrel. So therefore, when the shomer gives it back, he has the right to deduct how much was dissolved in the barrel itself. Now, yoytzi loy shloishes lugin shem lemeya. If he has to watch 100 lugs of oil, he has a right to deduct the shomer 3 lugim from that. Why 3 lugim? Lugu machse shmorim. A lug and a half he has the right to deduct because of the shmorim, the sediments that usually fall to the bottom of the oil in between. So now when he's given back pure oil, so he has the right to deduct the lug and a machse that's on the bottom. And lugu machse bela. And a lug and a half of the oil dissolved inside the barrel. That's how much the shomer has the right to deduct. Let's say the owner first gave the shomer pure oil to watch. There was no shomerim, no sediments involved. And then when the shomer returns it, he has no right to deduct the shomerim. He has to return the complete oil. But the other part he could, the other lugumachs, he could deduct. The lugumachs are supposed to have dissolved inside the barrel, that he has a right still to deduct. What about Zawim Hoya Kankanim Yishonim? Let's say you were using old barrels. So old barrels, they're already dissolved as much as they could. Now, when you put oil into it now, nothing gets lost in the barrel itself. So then, any moitzilei bela, you have no right to deduct for what's supposed to be dissolved in the barrel, because no shemen was dissolved in this barrel. Reb Yudu says, Af ha-moicha shemen mezukah lechaveroi. Even if somebody is selling pure oil to his friend, kol yomais hashana, all year round, ha-reize mekabal olov, loigu mechza shmorom lemeya. The buyer has to like accept upon himself that when the seller gives him the oil, he's going to deduct one lugu machse because of the shemarim. As even though I'm selling you pure wine, pure oil, but the pshat from pure oil is that you buyer have to accept upon yourself like I'm giving to you pure as if I took out the shemarim. So therefore, I have a right to deduct a lugu machse, and you only get if you're buying 100 lug, you only get 98 and a half lugs of pure oil. You have to Mishnah test. Hamafkid chovies eitzach averoi. If somebody gives a barrel to his friend, a barrel of wine to his friend to watch, becomes a shor mechinim, and v'lo yichadu lo habayla mokum. The baylam, the owner, did not specify a special place where to keep this barrel. Now the tiltulo, let's say the shomer on his own takes it and moves it and takes it to use it for himself, like it becomes like a shlichas yad on it, for nishpru and then it breaks, so it depends. Im itoich yoda nishpru, if it broke when he's still holding on to it, so litzor koi chayit, if he took this barrel for his own sake, for his own use, like he's like a shlech boyad, so he's like a ganef, and he's chayit if it breaks now, even if it breaks beyonis. But let's say when he first picked it up, he didn't take it amanas legoizlo, or to use it for himself, but he picked it up for the purpose of the barrel itself. Let's say it wasn't in a good place. He had to move it to be in a better place to watch it. So then potter. Then he's a regular shomer, and since it was a nishbro, like ba'onis, so he's potter. But imi shehenicho nishbro, let's say after the shomer put it down again, then it broke. So then the locher is the bein letzorko, bein letzorko potter. Whether the shomer first picked it up for his own sake, for his own use, he was a shlech boyad. Still he's potter. Or whether he picked it up just for the sake of the barrel, for the owner, then for sure he's potter. And here the pshat is, because the Gemara says, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds loy bin and das bailim. When you want to make a chazora, a hashavo, you do not have to tell the owner, just put it back in his place, in his rishus. So here the shomer, he's watching it for the owner. When the shomer puts it down, that's considered a hashavo, he returned it to the owner. Since his rishus is rishus bailim, therefore he's potter. Now the Sefer says, what's going to be yichadu lo habayla mokum? Let's say the owner specified a place where you have to leave the barrel. Now again, v'tiltulo v'nishbro, the shomer takes it, moves it, and it breaks. So now, ben mitoch yodoy u'ben mishenichoy, here the Sefer says, even after the shomer puts it down, either he's holding it still in his hand, or even after he put it down, still, litzor koi chayif. If he picked up this barrel for his own sake, he was like a shlech boyad, it's called a ganif. So then he's chayif, even though he puts it down, still he's chayif. Letzorka potter. But if he took it for the sake of the barrel, then he's potter. He wasn't in a shlech boyad. Since it broke at the end, machmasoinis, he's potter. And the Gemara asked for a steer with the ratio to the sefer. The ratio says when you put it down, you're potter because it's called ashova. Sakam and the sefer, even after you put it down, still you're chayif. So Rabbi Yechon and the Gemara says, true, the ratio goes according to Rabbi Shmuel and the sefer goes according to Rabbi Kiva. And the other man, the Yom Meis, no, the Rabbi Yaakov says that the Mishnah means that you did not put it back in the place where you were supposed to. And the Sefer is talking about Yichad Olo HaBayla Mokam. The owner specified a place where to keep it. So therefore, calls the man, you don't put it back to that place, it's not called Ashova. That's why you still Chayiv in the Sefer. But Enechnam, if you would have put it back to the place, then you would be Potter. Mishnah Yud. HaMafkid Moisei Tzachaveroi. If somebody gives his friend money to watch for him. Now the shomer takes it and ties up the money and throws it on his back and is walking down the road, and that's the way he walks with the money, holding folding over his back. Or else he gives it over to his own son or own daughter that are katanim, that are kids, to watch it. Or else he locks the door, but not well. He did not make a good shmir in these three cases. So chayif, if something happens to it, he's chayif. Shaloi shama kederach hashomrim. He's called the pasheya. He did not watch it the way a shomer is supposed to. And you don't watch something fold it over your back. Somebody could steal it. You have to hold it in your hand in front of you to watch it at all times. And she to give it to your kid is not a good shmira. Who adin, if you didn't close the door, it's not a good shmira. But v'yim shama kederach hashomrim potter. If you watch it the way a regular shomer is supposed to, and then it was nignevo yovdu, so you potter. If you're a shomer chinam, you potter agneva v'yalaveda. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hamafkid Moitzei Shechoni. If somebody gives money to a Shechoni, that's a money exchanger. You gave him your money to watch for you. He became a shomer for you. So now a money exchanger, we know, likes to use as much money as it could. So therefore it depends. In Tzerurim, if when the owner gave it over to the shomer, the Shechoni, to watch, it was tied up in a bag, then lo yishtamash behen. Then the Shechoni, the shomer, has no right to use it. The Fikach, therefore, he's only a regular Shoyim Echinim, and therefore, Mavdu, Eina Chayi Bach Yusin, if it gets lost, he's Potter, he's not Chayi Bach Yusin, he's Potter Magneva Yaveda. What about the Mutarin? Let's say when the owner gave it over to the Shechoni, the money was not tied up, but just untied, it was open, so then Yishtamish Ben, then the Shechoni, the Shemer, has a right to use it. Like, since the owner knows he's giving it to a Shechoni, and most probably the Shechoni is going to want to use it, and you did not tell him no, or you did not tie it up, so that shows that you're giving him permission to use it. The Fikur, therefore, Mavdu Chayev Achrusen. If it gets lost, he's Chayev Achrusen. And the Gemara Tzumach Leikis, if you only become a Shoyim Sochar, or you even become a Shoyim Shoal, since you have a right to use it, it's like Kol Anosh Eloi, so then you'd even be Chayiv Anointin also. This is Tzumach Leikis in the Gemara. Yeah. That's what the Mishnah says, Imod, the Chayiv Bechayusin. Yeah. Now what's going to be Eitzel Balabayis? Let's say somebody gives his money to a regular Balabayis to watch for him. Then we say, Bein Tzrurin or Bein Mutarin, whether the money was tied up or the money was untied, Lo Yishtamash Ben, that a regular Balabas has no right to use somebody else's money, and most probably the owner did not give it to him that he could use it, so therefore he's not allowed to use it. The figure, therefore, Mavduin Chai Bach Yusin, if it gets lost, like you're on your Shem Chinam, therefore you're Potter and Geneva Vyaveda. What about Hachenveni? Let's say somebody gives the storekeeper, or the owner, money to watch. You make him into your shomer. So Kabbalah Bayis, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if you give the money to a storekeeper, it's like giving it to a balabas, that he has no right to use it, whether it's tzrurin or mutarin. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ha'chend v'nei k'shechani. Shno, if you give your money to a storekeeper, he has the same aloch like a shechani, like a money exchanger. Because a storekeeper also has to use the money a lot. So min astam, if you give it to him open, you mean he could use the money. Now Mishnah Yud Beis. Hashleach yad bepikodin. If somebody's a shomer, you're watching somebody else's pikodin, somebody gave you something to watch, whether it's money or whether it's a barrel of wine, and now the shomer himself was shleach boyad. He went and took it to use it for himself, so he's called like a gazlin. So Beshama, Yom Beshama, he says, Yilke bechoser uvayoser. The shomer, the gazlin now loses out, and he has to pay whether it's less or whether it's more. And the Gemara is a big machloekas, exactly what does this mean? And the maskanas of Gemara is whether the price goes up or the price goes down. Let's say you stole the chayfas, the barrel of wine, at the time you stole it, it was worth $5. And then at the time you returned it, like at the time when they catch you, it should have been worth $10. So therefore you have to pay back the $10. Let's say at the time you return it, it's only worth $2. So you only go to the churm and say, no, you have to pay $5 the way it was when you stole it. Ubeisil says, Kishas Haitso. No, you always pay the way it is, Pishas, you stole it. Pishas Haitso, the time you took it out of the base of Ilam. And we always say that, Kola Gazlon and Mishalm Kishas Exela. And one man, the Yom, the Gemara says, the Machlaika says about Shivach Hagzela. Let's say you steal, or let's say you're a sheep. And then by the Gazlon, it grows wool. Who keeps that wool? So in this Rebbe Beis Hillel says the Gazlan has the right to keep the wool, and Mashami says no, the wool goes back to the owner. That's called Shvach Gezela is the Machlekes. Now Rebbe Kiva says Keshas Atfiya. No, the Gazlan has to pay how much is worth at the time when they catch him in Bezdin. And he dashes a postak like this that says La Sher Huloi Yitinenu B'Yoyim Hashmosai. Mashma, the day of the Hashmosai, when Bezdin is Mechayiv you, when Bezdin catches you, you have to pay how much is worth at that time. Now, ha'choshev l'shleich yad b'pikodem, let's say the shomer just thinks in his mind that he wants to use it for himself. He didn't do it yet. He just thinks about doing it. So b'shama yomrim chayiv. B'shama says, for machshav alone, you become a gazlan, that you chayiv. That becomes in your reshus and you chayiv anointin. Well, b'sul loimrim, no, ain't chayiv. You're not chayiv with machshava, at sheyishlach bo yad, until you actually use it. Shenema, the pasuk says, im lo sholach yodim lechas reyayu. If you did not take it from your friend, mashmash lichas yad means the shomer has to take it and use it for himself. Ketzad, what's the case over here? Vahu yichai bashlichas yad. So he toyas achovis. If you just tilt the barrel of wine, v'not lemenu revias, and you pour out a revias of wine, you take for yourself. V'nishbru, and then the barrel breaks. Einu mishalan el revias. You only have to pay for the revias that you took. The rest of the barrel, even though you wanted to take it, but you did not take it yet. And you did not make a kinyan yet. Just tilting it is not called a kinyan. Since you did not make a kinyan, you did not make a mashiach or agbor, therefore you're not chayiv on the rest of the barrel. What about higbiyo? Let's say you picked up the whole barrel. So you made a kinyan on this barrel. V'not lemen revis, and you only took a little bit. Now this is the chiddush shlichas yad. That you made a kinyan on the whole thing, but you only took a little bit of it. V'nishpru, and now the barrel breaks. Mishalem de mekula, you have to pay the value for the whole barrel. That's the chiddush shlichas yad. That when you use even a little bit of it, so that's called the chosel, like you mechaser a little bit of it. For that alone, you chayiv on the whole thing. The shlichas yad, you chayiv for the whole thing if you mekayim the tsunoyim of shlichas yad. Dr. Perik Dalit, Mishnah says, Hazohov koines akesef. with a golden coin, you could buy silver coins. But for Yakesev, silver coins, Eina Koines Azov, you cannot buy golden coins with silver coins. Now the pshat for the Mishnah is, we know when you want to buy something, the Kinyan Kesef, when you pay for it, there's no Kinyan. By Metaltlin, if you want to buy things that move utensils, so the Kinyan is only Mashiach, you have to move the object itself. Just by paying for it, the Kinyan Kesef is not Chal. And it's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish said it's Midiraisa by Metaltlin. The Kinyan is Mashiach, V'konam Yada Misecho, and there's no Kinyan Kesef money by Metaltlin. Rabbi Yochanan holds no that Midiraisa, if you pay for utensils, there is a Kinyan of Kesef just paying for it, even though you don't make a Mashiach on it. It's only Midirabonin that we say there's no Kinyan Kesef. Because of the gzera, shema yisra for chitecha b'aliyah, that maybe after the lakeach pays money for it, then if there'll be a fire in the meicha's house, he won't care about taking care of that wheat. He'll figure, listen, I sold it already, it's not mine, he won't care to take care of it. So therefore, midrabanan, we said that even though the lakeach paid money for it, it still belongs to the meicha, until the lakeach makes a mashiach, takes that out of his house. Therefore, up until then, the meicha will watch over it. So now, our Mishnah is teaching us, what's called money and what's called peiros? So here, hazov, if you want to buy silver coins is the main currency. That's the money that you use to buy with. So therefore, if you want to look at a golden coin against a silver coin, we consider the silver coin the real money, and the golden coin is not called money. The golden coin is called like peiros, like metaltlim. Therefore, with metaltlim, you could make a kinyan mishicha. If I give you gold coins for silver coins, so as soon as you accept the gold coins, you make kinyan mashicha on the gold coins, that's called you a coin of the coins, and now the teres chalipin, I deserve to get back the silver coins. But the opposite way, if I give you silver coins for the gold, so silver gold is called like money, so money is not kind of the zov, it's not kind of metaltlin. So that's called the hakesef. If I give you real money, the silver coins ain't a kind of zov. With silver coins, you cannot be kind of gold coins, because gold coins is called like metaltlin, and metaltlin is not nikna the kesef. What about hanachoshes, so copper coins? So coin as a kesef, again, against the silver coin, nachoshes is not called coins. Nachoshes is called like metaltlin. Therefore, if I give you copper coins, and as soon as the meicher accepts that it makes a mashicha on it, he's coin of the copper coins, automatically I'm coin back the kesef of the silver coins. But if I want to buy copper coins, and I'll pay you silver coins money, there it's no good. The hakesef, silver coins, you cannot buy copper coins with silver coins, because silver is called money, and again, money is not kona. By metaltlim, a moyis is not kona. Now, moyis, haroyis, koinas ayofis. If you have bad coins, let's say the malchus said you can't use them anymore, they got rubbed off already, so that's not considered like in currency, that's not called money. That's considered again like peiros, like metaltlim. Therefore, if you want to buy good coins, and you pay right now with these bad coins, so it's veteris peiros. So as soon as the Meicher makes a Kinyan Mashiach in the Paris, he's gone to the Paris, then the Teres Kinyan Chalipin, like you get back the Yofis. So Moyes, Haroyes, with bad coins, Koines HaYofis, you could buy the good coins, the real money. But the opposite way, no, the HaYofis, if you want to pay with good coins, with real money, Einam Koines HaRoyes, with that you cannot buy the bad coins. Asimon is also a coin that has no tsura, has no picture on it. So again, it's not called real currency, it's not called real money. So koines ha-medbeya, you could use that to be kind of real coins with it. Again, asimon is called like metaltlim, like peiros. Therefore, as soon as he makes a mashiach, the asimon, the teres chalipin, like the teres eschaivus, he's nikna back to you the matbeya. But the matbeya, if I want to pay you now with good coins to buy the asimon, ain't a koines asimon, you cannot acquire the asimon, because again, money is not kona metaltlim. Hametaltlim koines hametbeya. Here's the side of the Mishnah. If I give you metaltlim, then I could acquire back a matbeya. As soon as you koina the metaltlim, so right away with mashicha hametaltlim, it's koina back to me the matbeya. The hametbeya ain't a koines hametaltlim. But that's the side, the opposite way. No, if I give you money, money is not a good kinyan. I do not get back the metaltlim. Zeha klal, this is the klal, the general rule of our Mishnah. Kol ha-metaltlim koine zeh. As long as it's not called money, it's only called teiris or metaltlim, they make a kinyan like one against the other. As soon as I give you one and you make a meshichah on it, automatically I'm kind of back the other one. And the Quran this works, but teiris a kinyan chalipin. Because as soon as you receive one, so mach mezeh, you have a schaivis, give me back the other one, right away I have the other one. So kitzur, this is the yisur of the Mishnah, that kesef has no kinyan, but metaltlim, or the money that's not in currency, that has a kinyan against the kesef, which is called the main currency. Now Mishnah base. Ketzad, what's the good kinyan by schar? If you want to sell things, what's called the good kinyan? So moshach hemenu peiros. If you make a kinyan meshicha, you delakeach, you want to buy peiros, his bunch of apples, and he draws the apples to himself. For Leinosan Leimois, even though he did not give him any money yet, Eina Yochalach Zaboy, he cannot retract. Because Kinyan Meshicha, that's the Kinyan. Once you made a Kinyan, it's yours, you can't retract. What about the opposite way? Leinosan Leimois, you gave him money. For Leimoshachem Eno Paris, and you did not pull the Paris yourself, you did not make the Kinyan Meshicha, then Yochalach Zaboy, you could retract. Like we said before, just by giving money from a Taltlim, Midirabonon or Midiraisa, there's no Kinyan. Avolomru, but it was said that the Chum said, "Mishe pora meyanche dor hamabul midor aflogo," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu that paid back the punishment to the dor hamabul and to the dor aflogo, who ostedly pora Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and give you back punishment, "Mimishe noimid b'diburay," to a person that does not hold his words. In other words, even though when you paid money, the money is not kono, but you said you would buy it, and the Meicha said he would sell it to you. So if any one of the two want to retract, it's called a Misha Para. With the Rabbanin, you get a curse. The Rabbanin give you this curse. It's not nice to go back on your words. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shakesef v'yodoy, yodol al hel yoyna. Shimon holds no, that the one that's holding on to the kesef, onto the money, his hand is above. In other words, let's say the Lakeach already gave the money to the Meicher. The Meicher has the money. Now the Meicher, if he wants to retract, he could retract. But if he wants not to retract, then the lokeach cannot retract anymore. Now it's Hivayis Taisolz that Avadi Midiraisa Mois is kindness. It's only Midirabonon that's not kono. So Rabbonon only made it a kono, like for the one that's holding on to the money. He has the right to retract if he wants to. But the other one, the lokeach, does not have a right to retract. If the moicha that has the money ready does not want to retract, Rabbi Shimon holds the lokeach cannot retract. However, we do not pass like Rabbi Shimon, we hold like the Rechachomim, that both of them have the right to retract. As long as they only gave money, they did not make a Meshich yet, the Kinyan is not Chal, let it be with your Eisa, let it be with the Rabbonin, but I call upon him, the Kinyan is not Chal, you have a right to retract. Mishnah Gimel. Ho, I know, what's the side of I know if you gyp somebody by a sale? We know the Torah says that you're not allowed to altoinu isha sechicha es ochiv. You're not allowed to gyp your friend, have any fraud here when you're selling. So how much of the sale is called a fraud? It's called I know. So it says, arbo kesef me'eskrim v'arba kesef la'seller. If let's say something's worth 24 coins to a seller, if you charge more, 4 coins more than that, in other words, which is a shtus, lamekech, 1/6 of the sale, that's called oino, that's called fraud, that's you're not allowed to do. And the halacha of a shtus, 1/6, is like this. If you charge somebody 1/6 more than the object is really worth, so then still we say the mechir is chal. We're talking about you made good kinyonim here. So only question, the meicher charged too much money for the object. It could even be the opposite way also, that the meicher received too little, like he sold it too cheap, and now he has karata. So if he sold it too high or too little, 1/6, halacha is you have a right to ask back for that sixth. So that's all. The sale takes place. If you charge less than a sixth, then halacha is it's called a mechila right away. The sale takes place and you can't get back the money. That's business. But if you charge more than a sixth, then halacha is bitul mekach. Then halacha is lokeach has a right to retract and take back the whole thing. But just by shtus a sixth exactly, there we say the mechira is chal. It's only halacha that he has the right to get back the sixth that he was gypped. And we'll soon see exactly who was gypped and how long you have to receive back your money. So Mishnah says, Ad mosai mutal hachzer. Let's say the lakeach was gypped. The lakeach paid, instead of paying 24, he paid 28, he paid 4 more, or shtus more. So until how long could the lakeach come back and complain and say he wants back those $4? Ad kidei sheyara la tagor or le kroivoy. Until he goes home and shows it to another merchant, or shows it to his relatives. In other words, when he comes home and shows them what he bought, and he tells them the price he paid, so right away they'll tell him you paid too much. So right away he knows he paid the shtus more. See, if he cares about it, he'll come right back to complain and ask back for the money. If he does not come right back, we say then he's mochel. He doesn't care about himself, he's mochel. Therefore, he can't come back later to complain it, to collect it. All right, to turn over. Now, this is the way the Chum hold, that you have the shear, because it only take, let's say, an hour or two, until you show it to a tagger or le kroivai. But Hoira Rabbi Tafrin Balud, Rabbi Tafrin and Lud gave a new psak. He taught them there. His halacha was, Hoino Shmoina Kesef Lasela. Shlish Lamekach. Rabbi Tafrin Shitarid, that Hoino is one third. That's called eight, like out of 24, it's only one third. That's Rabbi Tafrin Shita. So when the merchant heard this, the Somchu Tagre Lud, the merchants then felt very happy. They felt they could make more profit now. Up until the third, we'll let him make profit. Omalehim, but then Rabbi Tafrin said another Chiddush, that Kol Hayyim Mutal Harzer, that the Lakeach has the right to retract, to ask back for the Anoa the whole day. Not only like the Chum say, Ad Kadesh Yira Le Tagre Le Kroivoy, which is maybe only a few hours, but they said no, they have the whole day to retract. So when the Tagrim heard this, Omrullah, they said back, Yaniach Lonu Rabbi Tafrin Bimkamenu. Let's leave alone Rabbi Tafrin in our place. In other words, let's not paskin like him, we'll paskin better like what Chum said. The Chazru L'divr Chumim. They held better what the Chum said. In other words, according to the Chumim, with the Lakeach, when he gets gypped a sixth, he only has the right to retract, he has back for the money, if he comes back within the hour or two. But once he goes home and he has time to show it to another merchant and he doesn't come back, we say it's a mocher right away. So the Targum felt happy that the Lakech won't come back so fast. But according to Rabbi Tafrin, the Lakech has a whole day to come back, then they felt for sure he will come back and he has back for the Anor. So they weren't so happy with his Psak, they would rather have the Psak of the Chachamim. Mishneh Dalet. Echad ha-Lakech v'echad ha-Meicher yesh le-Manor. Whether it's the lakeach that he paid too much, or whether it's the meicher that he received too little, is yesh lemayno, they have the locha veino, that if it was a sixth difference, so they have a right to come and claim it back. Now, kishem sho'eino lehedyet, the same way there's a pasha veino, when you sell something to a private person, kach oino letager. The same thing when you sell it to a merchant, there's also a pasha veino. He could also be gypped, that a sixth he starts to return it to him. Reb Yudah says, Eina no le taga. No, there's no pasha veino by a taga by a merchant. That means if the merchant himself sells it at a cheaper price, that he himself loses out, we say for sure he realized it, and he was mechu the money, therefore he can't come and claim it back later. Now, Mi shehutal olav, whoever got gypped, whoever has the right to come and complain and ask for the yonah, the six back, is yodo al hel yonah. His hand is above. This mishnah goes according to Yudah Nasi Shita that holds Ruotz Oymaloy. Let's say the Lakeach got gypped and paid too much. He paid a sixth more. So therefore he has the right to come back and say, Ten li moisai, I want it to be a bit la mekach here. I want to abolish the sale and I want my money back. By ten li ma shoni sani, or else I have the right to say no, I want the sale to go through. Just pay me back the money, the extra money that I gave you. And halacha, we do not hold like this mishnah. We hold if the jip was only a sixth, so then the mechira is always chal. You can't retract on the mechira. It's only you have a right to come and claim back the sixth, the extra sixth that you had to pay. Mishnah hey, kama te hasela chasera v'loy yehei bo eno. In other words, just like we had before, there's a case of fraud of eno when I sell you something. The same thing by coins. If like I want to pay you or give you a coin, a seller, and it, let's say it's rubbed out, it's missing part of the seller, so how much of this coin that's still rubbed off, missing, I have a right to give it to you for this value, and it's not called Eino. So Rabbi Meir Meir says, Arbo Isorin, four Isorins to a seller, which is 1/24th, which is also an Issel Dinner. 1/24th of a dinner is an Isser, that's called Eino by coins. The Gemara explains that by a coin, a person is more makbid, therefore even a smaller amount, only 1/24th, is also called a no. Reb Yudah says, Arba Pondoyus, it's 4 pundonias to a seller, which is 1/12, or else punyin la dinner, which is 1/12 of a dinner. Rabbi Shimon says no, shemayna pundoyas, 8 pundoyas to a seller, which is 1/6, or else shnei pundyonis la dinner, 2 pundyonis to a dinner, which is 1/6 of the dinner. That was Rabbi Shimon holds there's no difference between coins and between a sale of utensils. Just like over there we say by a sixth, that's where it's called a noah. Here also, if I give you a coin for this value, when we find out it's rubbed out, it's missing part of it, if it's missing the sixth of it, then we say you have a right to complain and say you want another coin back. Now, if you got the wrong type of a coin, the Mishnah Vav says, Ad Mosai Mutl Hachzer, until how long do you have a right to come and complain back to the Shechani, the one that gave you this coin, and exchange it? So, Bakrochem, if you live in the city, Ad Kadesh Yarol LeShechani, until you go home and show it to your own money changer. Ulak Forum, if you live in the village, Ad Arve Shabbosos, there aren't any money changers there, so there you have a right to wait until Erev Shabbos. Then you used to go down to the Shuk to buy things, and there you could tell whether people will accept it or not. Yemhoyu Makira, let's say the one that gave this coin away to the other person realizes it and recognizes it now, that it's taka his coin that he gave him. So then the Gemara says, Mishra Milsa de Chasidus, Afilu Liyacha Shnei Masa Chodesh, even if it's after a year, still Mekabla Himenu, Mishra Milsa de Chasidus, you should accept it from him and give him back another coin. But V'yainli Olav Ela Tarumais, let's say the person, the Moicher, or the one that gave the coin does not want to be a Chasid, he does not want to accept it and change it, so then the other person only has the right to have complaints against him, but not Mikar Adin. Mikar Adin, since he waited more than the week, he it's like Mechila, so the one that gave it doesn't have to exchange it. Now, V'noisno Lamai Sesheni, if you have this type of a coin, even though it's rubbed out and missing some of its weight, still you could use it to be paid the Mai Sesheni on it. You don't have to be afraid about it, because the person that doesn't accept this type of money for currency is like stingy, he's like a nefesh roh. Therefore, really, it's called money, and therefore you have right to be paid the ma'aseh sheni on it. Now, Mishnah Zayin. Oino arba kesef. Like we had the Mishnah before, the side of oino is 1/6, that means 4 out of 24, which is 1/6. That's the parsha of oino. When you want to have a shayla of moediv mikzas ataina, when I complain to Bezdin, you owe me money, and you agree to half of it, so locher is vataina shtei kesef. I have to at least ask for you from 2 kesefs worth of money. And he has to admit at least shava pruta. In such a case, there's a loch of moediv mikzas. Now, chomish pruta saying there are 5 different lochers that have the loch at least with a pruta. Ha'hoido shava pruta, like we just learned. By a case of moediv mikzas, you have to admit to at least a shavapruta's worth of the money that I'm asking for. For your isha miskadeshav shavapruta, you could marry your wife with a shavapruta as kesef. For your hanene b'shavapruta min a hegdish mol, if somebody has enjoyment from hegdish worth a shavapruta, for that alone he's chayiv, he's over the yisamila. In other words, by being nene, having enjoyment from hegdish, it's like a gezel b'kalocha, and gezel yichayiv for shavapruta. For your moitzi shavapruta chayiv lahachris. If somebody finds an aveda that's worth a shavapruta, there's a mitzvah hashav. You have to announce it that you found it. Via goizel et chaver shavapruta. If somebody steals from his friend worth a shavapruta, the nishbaloi, and then he swears no, he did not steal it from him, and then he admits it, says a special loch of yelechenu achra afilu lamadai. You have to go after him, even though it means to go to madai. So even though you only stole a shavapruta, still you have this chumadig aloch that you're malach yelechenu achra afilu lamadai. The Mishnah Ches, Chamisha Chumshin Hein. There are 5 different halachas that you have to pay back an extra 5th. Hoichol Truma, if a Zar, a regular Yisrael, eats Truma b'shoigeg, he has to pay back to the Kohen the Demei Truma, and he has to add a 5th. U Truma Smeiser, if a Zar eats from a Levi, the Truma Smeiser that he set aside to give a Kohen, he also has to pay back the Truma and a Chemish. Or Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, even though it's only from the parish of Borof and Amoritz, that it's only with Rabbanan, still it has the Chumra Kain D'Iraisa, that if a Zar eats from this Trumas Meiser, he has to pay back an extra 5th also. Fi HaChala, if a Zar eats from Chala, Chala is considered like Trum also, you have to pay back to the Kohen, the Demei Chala and a Chaimish. V'habikurim, if Yisrael eats from the Bikurim B'Shoigig, it also has a loch like Truma, he has to pay back to the Kohen the Demei Bikurim, and he has to add on a 5th. Now, is Moisef Chaimish. In all these cases, he has to add on a fifth. Fiha poida neter ruvai umaisa shalain umaisa sheni shaloi is moisef chaimish. If you poida your own neter ruvai, the peris that grow the fourth year when you're in your of its growth, or else umaisa sheni, that if you poida it, so you have to add on an extra fifth. Ha poida sagadesha, if somebody was makdis something to hegdish, and now he himself wants to buy it back, wants to be poida off hegdish, is moisef chaimish. He has the loch, he has to add on an extra fifth. Ha'anene b'shavaprutim and hegdish, if somebody's over the Yisra Mila, that b'shogig he has enjoyment from hegdish, worth a shavapruta, halachar is moisef chaymish, when he pays back, he has to add on a fifth. Fi ha'goizel es chavera shavapruta v'nishpaloi, if somebody steals from his friend, at least worth a shavapruta, and then he denies it, and he swears false that he did not take it, and then he admits, halachar is moisef chaymish, he has to add on a fifth, he has to pay back the karen chaymish, and a korban asham gezelis. Mishnah Tes, Eilu Dvorim Shein Lehemoino. These are the things that we do not have the loch of. I know if you sell something and you charge a sixth more, still it's okay. Ho Avodim, if you sell an Evet Kinani, Fi Hashtoris, if you sell a star, that's only your Ra, your proof, it's not the Gufa Momin, Fi Akakois, real's property, since it's not Metaltal, it's not Dovra, Nikne, Miyad, Liyad, there's no Pasha Veino by Karko. If you sell something to Hegdish, Hegdish buys something off you, there's no parasha of Oino, because it says according to Miyadam Isecho, only by another Yisrael, not by a Hegdish. Now, Ein Lohen, all these things, Tashlume Kefil, there's no parasha of Kefil if you steal something from Hegdish, because, or else if you steal Avodim or Shtoros or Kakois, since it's not a Dover Metaltal, it's not Gufi Momin, you do not have to pay an extra, you don't have to pay Kefil. And therefore the Mishnah goes on, and V'loi tashtu mi'abo v'chamisha, who are din if it's a shore of Hegdish that you are stealing, and you make a tficha mechiru, you potter from dal v'hei. And the svari is, since you potter from kefil, automatically there can't be a dal v'hei. We always say dalad v'hei, and not gimel v'dalad. Shoy mechinim, if you're shoy mechinim for Hegdish, or else on avodim, shtoros and kakois, ain't a nishpa, you do not have to swear to free yourself. But there's no parsha of shoy mechinim on these halachas. And the same thing, v'noisei socher, ein mishalin. If v'noisei socher, shermen that got paid for working, for watching it, and then it was nignavo, ayavdu, was stolen or lost, that usually a shermen socher is chayef to pay. On these things, there's a mir takro, he's potter from paying. If you're a shermen socher of Hegdish, or else you're a shermen socher in Avodim, Shtoros, and Karkois, you're potter, you do not have to pay back. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. If it's a korban, like you said, hare olai, that you have a chiyuv to bring a korban oilo no matter what, even if this one gets lost, still you have to bring another one. That's called you have a chiyuv bachrayis. Then yesh lemaino, that's called shaloi. And therefore, if you sell it to somebody, there will be an isar oino. You can't sell it more a sixth. If it's kochim that you said harezu that you're not chayibachrayis, then the lochur is ain lehem ino. Then there's no pasha v'no. It's not called miyadam isecho. There's no pasha v'no. Rabbi Yehuda says, af ha moicher sefer Torah behemah magolius ain lehem ino. If somebody sells a sefer Torah, there's no pasha v'no. The Gemara explained because the sefer Torah is ain lekates. There's no end to how much it's worth. Therefore, as much as he charges you for it, it's worth it. The same thing, behemoth, magolius, we're talking about that somebody needs another behemoth to mate his behemoth, or else he needs a pearl to mate the pearls that he have already, so to him it's worth as much as you charge him. Therefore, there's no pasha v'no. Omru loy, the chom argue and said back, loy omru elo, eselu, no, it was only said the things that we said in the Mishnah. Only by kakoyish, teros, and avod, muhegdish, there's no pasha v'no. But these things, there is a pasha v'no, even though it's worth a lot, but you have no right to charge a sixth or more. Mishnah Yud. Kishem shoyno b'mekach u'memkar. The same way we learned Allah is when you sell something or buy something, you can't have any fraud, you can't jip him a sixth or more. Kach ayno b'dvorim. The same thing when you speak to your friend, you're not allowed to hurt him with words. But the Pasuk says, Loitonu ish es amisa v'yireisim elokecho, and with Ashina means, I know it's devorim, not to hurt him with words. That means, Loyoy meloy, not supposed to say to him, Bekama chayfetzu, you can't go into a store and say, how much do you want for this item? V'ueina roi talikach, and you have no intentions of buying it. You're like, just hurting the person, like you're giving them good hopes that maybe you buy it, and you have no intentions of buying it. That's called, I know it's devorim, your words are like fooling him. Him hoyu about tshuva, if the person was about tshuva, lo yoyim lo yishnat saitim, sechor masecha rishonim, remember those actions, those bad actions you did before. Him hoyu ben gerim, if he's the son of a ger, lo yoyim lo yishnat saitim, sechor maisa vasecha, remember the bad actions your father did. Shinema, the posik says, there's a special posik by a ger, that the posik says, v'ger lo yisaynu v'lo yisachotzenu. He should not hurt him with words or oppress him. There's a special love by a ger. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein ma'orvin peiros paperos. If you are selling fruits and you're telling people, these are the apples or these are the wheat from my field, you're not allowed to mix in fruits from a different field. Because you're like duping the person. This is an issa of Gnevas Das. If you're telling them, if they think it's all coming from one field, you're not allowed to mix in peiros from another field. Afilu chadoshim bechadoshim, even though the other field is also new crop, and we ain't so lemon for sure. You don't have to tell me chadoshim biyishonim. Like if people think they're buying older crop, last year's crop, which is better off for people, they want to eat it right now. It's better. You can't mix it in from this year's crop, because for sure you're fooling the people. Piemes, really, it was said that biyayin hetiru loorev kosher barach. When you're selling wine, If you're like selling, you know, not such strong wine, you're allowed to mix into it stronger wine. Mivnei shumash bicha, it only makes it better. It's not called you're fooling the people, you're only making it better for the buyer. Ne'ein ma'orvin shimre yain b'yain, you're not allowed to mix in the sediments of wine into other wine. I think where it says it means you can't mix in like yesterday's into today's. But today's alone you're allowed to, like the wine that you made and it has the pits and shells in it, that you're allowed to sell with the wine. Just yesterday's wine, the shmarim, you can't sell with today's wine. That's which means, but you're allowed to sell them today's, the sediments of this wine itself, you're allowed to sell, that's called part of the wine. Mishen is orev mayim b'yena. If somebody had water mixed into his wine, so lo yimachrenu b'chanus, you're not allowed to sell this wine now in the store and like tell people that it's pure wine. Elim came hoidiyu, unless you notify the people to tell them clearly it's diluted wine. Otherwise, it's Gnevas Das. They think they're buying pure wine, and you're not selling them pure wine. Now, v'loy letav, you're not allowed to sell it to a wholesale man, afo pi shoidiyu, even though you notify him that this wine is diluted. Sheweinu elu l'ramos boy, because when he's going to sell it to other people, he's not going to tell the other people. So therefore, you're just going to fool the other people. So this is called URB Mesayei L'Dvar Avera. You can't sell this diluted wine to the wholesale man. Now, Mokim Shinogu L'Hato Mayim B'Yayin, if the meaning of the Mokim is that everybody knows the wine that's sold, or that you're selling, has water mixed into it, then Yatilu, you're allowed to. You're not called fooling the people. That's the meaning of Mokim. The Gemara says, it depends, whatever the meaning of Mokim is, you're allowed to do. If the meaning is to put half water, you're allowed to put half, a third, a quarter. Mishnah Yudbeis. Hatagar, that's a wholesale man. Noitel Michomesh Gironais Venoisan Toich Megurachas. He's allowed to like buy from five different fields, five different people, their wheat, and put it all together and sell it to people. Because everybody knows when you buy from wholesale man, he himself bought it from different people. The same thing, Mechomesh Gitois. You can buy from five different, like, gitois. That's the wine press where you make the wine. Venoisan Toich Pita Mech and put it into one big vat. Everybody knows if you're buying from a tagger, he bought his wine from a lot of different people. But you're not supposed to have kavana b'davka to do this. As if to mix in the bad stuff with good stuff. That people think you're selling them good, and you with kavana mixing in the bad, that's also you fooling the people. Rabbi says, a storekeeper is not allowed to give kids nuts or roasted wheat in order to make them be their customers. Because she's like causing them to leave other stores to come to you, so if you don't, that's awesome. You're causing them to come to you, that's cool, like you're annoyed, you're dripping other people, you're taking away the panosa from other people. However, the chachomim matirim, the chachomim say, no, it's muta, lalach, it's muta. The Gemara says, the svar is because the chachomim say, like you could tell whoever feels bad, any other storekeeper, let them also give things to the kids. They could do the same thing I'm doing. They can publicize, advertise the same way I'm doing it. Therefore, there's no issa. Now, v'lo yivchoy ses hashar, one storekeeper should not lower the price. Also, in order to make people come to buy by him, because he's taken away from other people. However, again, v'chachomim ayim, the chachomim say no, zochol atoiv, you're worthy, it's a good thing you're doing. Because by you lowering the price, you'll just make other people also lower the price. You make it easier for people, that's a good thing that you're doing. Now the Mishnah says, lo yovares agrisin, when you're selling beans, like, you're not allowed to clean out the beans, like take out the psoilus and only sell the good part of it. Because v'shteitz, if you're going to hire the price, and you may hire it too high. Divrei Abishol, that's what Abishol holds. However, v'chachomim atir, and chachomim say, no, listen, as nice as you made it, you'll charge the money the way it's worth. It's not going to worth more money than the beans that has psoilus inside it. It has the bad things inside it. So not afraid, you'll ship the people, you'll only charge it the way it's really worth. Now, umoydim, they both agree, shelo yovor mi'alpi ha'magura. If you have, let's say, this barrel full of beans, you should not just check out, clean the top layer. That people think the whole barrel is only clean beans, and really the whole bottom is dirty beans. So therefore, she'en avela k'goyin nevesayin, you're only like stealing a person's eye, which means that the g'nev is not, you're fooling the person. You're not allowed to fool somebody. Ein mafach sechin lo yesodim. Not allowed to paint a person. In other words, Gemara said so much, he's selling a nevet kanani, so he's not allowed to, if he's an older person, his beard is white, his hair is white, he's not allowed to dye his hair or his beard to make himself look young in order to get a better price. For lo yasebeim, if you have an animal also that doesn't look so nice, you're not allowed to paint it up and make it look good to fool the people. Rosh, you're not allowed to blow him up and allow him to make his hair stick up to make him look fat. If you have an old jalopy kli, an old jalopy car, and not allowed to just paint it up to make it look nice and sell it to a nice kli if it's really just an old one. That's all called geneva's das, you're jipping the person. Now we're up to Perakei. Eizeyu neshech v'eizeyu tarvis. What's called neshech, which means interest? I'm lending you money. I'm lending you $100 and I'm asking you back for $120. That's an isid yiraisa of neshech, of ribis. V'yezel tarbis, what's called tarbis ribis? And the Gemara explains that really, every time you lend somebody money with interest, you're over both lavim. There's a lav of neshech, and there's a lav of ribis in the Torah. However, the Mishnah, when it talks about tarbis, it means the issa derabonin of ribis, which is through derech nekech umemcha, by selling something. Here it's only yosim derabonin, like we'll soon explain. Now the Mishnah says, Eizeyo Neshech, where is the case that it's also midiraisa? What's the law of ribis midiraisa? That the case of Hamalve Sela Bechamisha Dinrin. I lent you a Sela, which is worth 4 dinrin, on the condition that you pay me back 5 dinrin, which is ribis. This is also midiraisa. Because it's a derech halvo, it's a loan, and I'm making up right now ribis ketzut, so you have to pay me back more than I lent you. And the aside of ribis is like I'm charging you money for the fact that I'm letting you use my money. That's awesome in the raisa. Another case is sosayim chitim. I lent you 2 saws of wheat. Bisholosh, I'm going to ask that you pay me back 3 saws of wheat. Bivnei shu neshech, that's considered like you're biting. Know that you're taking away from your friend more than you deserve. Then the Mishnah says, v'yezeo tarbis. Where's the case of tarbis of ribis? Again, like the Gemara explains, the Mishnah means now that's only yosim midirabonin, that it's not derech halvo, it's not a loan, but it's through mekech memcha, through a sale, that it's only called avak ribis, it's only yosim midirabonin. Now the case is hamar bepeiris. If you receive more peiris than you deserve. Ketzad, what's the case? Loka chaymenu chitim bedino zov hakur. That right now you paid the person, you paid the seller, dinuzov, which is 25 dinrin of kesef, for a kur. And v'chein hashar, this is the market price right now. Right now, when you gave this person the dinuzov, when you gave him these 25 silver coins, which is worth a dinuzov, that's what a kur, that's what this bushel is worth. The market price now for a bushel of, let's say, wheat, is a dinuzov. So in other words, you gave the person your dinuzov, Almanath, that he'll pay you back later this kur of tfua. And even though he does not have the wheat right now, but if that's the market price, so then the svar is when you give him the money, even though he doesn't have it, he could go right now and buy it. So therefore, even though later on the value of the wheat goes up, that later when he returns it to you, it's worth 30 silver coins, still it's muta, because it's considered like it was nisrab, but became worth more by you. Now the Mishnah says, Omdu chitim b'shloisha dinrin. Let's say later, when it comes to pay you the actual wheat, the price goes up and now a kur is worth 30 dinrin. So it comes out that you're receiving more than you really paid for. So the lochers, this would be mutta. Like we said, the svara, that since you gave him the money, and he could have bought it right then, so it's considered like your chitim became worth more. Now, Omaloi, you, the buyer, tells the moicher, Tain li chita, I want to have my chitim now. Give me my chitim. That's worth 30 dinrin. Shani reitzel lemochron, because I want to sell them. Velikach ben yain, and I want to buy wine. I need wine now. I want to buy wine that's worth 30 dinrin. So, Omaloi, so the moicher tells you like this. I'll make up right now that the chitim, the wheat that I owe you, it's worth 30 dinrin. So it's like I owe you 30 dinrin. And he says like this, and listen, I'll eventually give you back wine worth 30 dinrin. And the yain ain loy, but right now the moicher does not have wine. Since he does not have wine, therefore this is also to do. Because we're afraid maybe later when you give him the actual wine, maybe then again the price will go up and it'll be worth 35. So consider that he gave you $30 and you're giving him back $35 worth of merchandise. So this is also midirabbanan, and it's like mechze karibis. Now, if he would have wine on hand, it'll be mutter. Because if he has wine right now, so he considers as if the wine belongs to you, and if it becomes more valuable, it like became more valuable by you. Here the problem is that first of all, you're not really giving him any money right now. It's the pshat, he owes you wheat, and worth $30, so instead of him giving you the wheat, he's telling you that eventually I'll give you the wine. So right now, no money was given to him to buy the wine, and he does not have the wine. Therefore, it looks as if you're giving him $30 to get wine, and it's his wine. It's the moicher's. The moicher doesn't even have it yet. So it looks later when he gives you the wine, if the price would go up then, it looks like you paid $30, and he's giving you back now $35. Why is he giving you back $35 worth of wine? Because it looks like aganatar. Because since you let him hold on to your money for this amount of time, therefore he's giving you back more than you really deserve. So this is called ribis midrabanan. It's not ribis miraisa, because it's not a loan. I'm not lending you the money. I'm like buying the wine off you. But it's also midrabanan because it looks like ribis, because it looks like I'm buying $30 worth, and eventually you're going to give me $35 worth for the fact that I let you hold on to the money. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. This is called ribis midrabanan. Now, Mishnah Beis, Hamal ve'ez chaveroi, if you lend somebody money, like Reuven lends Shimon money, so lo yodeh b'chatzer rechinam, the loiver is not allowed, the malve is not allowed to live in the loiver's house for free. Even though usually the klal is, ze nene v'zeloi chosru is potter, even though if you sleep in somebody's house, afterward you do not have to pay him for it. But over here, since you're the malve, you lent him money, if you sleep in his house, it looks like the reason why he's sleeping there is machmas ribis. Therefore, it's also. And the same thing, you're not allowed to rent money from him cheaper. Like, you can't rent the house at a cheaper rent. Because why is he making cheaper for you? Only because you lent him money. So that's also considered like ribis. And the Mishnah says, of nature, who ribis? This also looks like ribis. Now, the Mishnah says, you're allowed to make money on rent, but you're not allowed to make money on a sale. We'll soon see what this means. Kate said, what's the case? Let's say you're renting out your chotzer, you're renting out your house to somebody. The omaloi, and you tell the person like this, if you're going to pay me the money right now, I'll charge you 10 sloyim the whole year. If you pay me now the rent for the whole year, I'll make it cheap for you, I'll only charge you 10 sloyim. But the yim shal chodesh b'chodesh, if you're going to pay me the rent after every month, then b'sela l'chodesh, I'm going to charge you a seller for each chodesh, which will come out to be 12 sloyim throughout the whole year. So muta, then it's muta. And the Gemara explained, because we hold that tzchiris ain't tzchiris mishtalemes el l'psoif. Really, you only have to pay the money for renting the house at the end of the year. So therefore, the real price is a seller a month, 12 sloyim the year. Just he makes up that if you give me the money right now, if you give it to me early, I'll make it cheaper for you. So therefore, that's not considered ribis. However, let's say I sell you my field. And I tell you like this, if you give me the money right now, I'll only charge you 1,000 zuz if you give me the money right now. But if you're first going to pay me after the time of the produce, when you sell your produce of the field, later on, that's when you first pay me the money, then bishnei masa mana, then I'll make you pay me 12 mana, which is 1,200 zuz. So you're making to pay more. Also, that's also. And the reason is because by a mecher, really you're supposed to pay the money right now. So really the value of this field is 1,000 zuz. Now the reason why he's going to pay you later 12,000 zuz, or 1,000 zuz and 200, b'shnei masamonor, is because since you let him hold on to the money so long, he's going to charge you more. He's going to pay you more. So that's called aganota, that's called ribis, that's also midrabbanan. It's not midraisa, it's not a real halvor, but I call upon him midrabbanan, though this is mechzek ribis, therefore it's also midrabbanan. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.